Hello?
Mr. President?
Well, Henry, I understand that the all the three news shows were about Vietnam, and I wonder why.
Colson called me, and he thinks that we've wiped McGovern out now.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you'd be interested. I was in West Virginia and Kentucky, and I played it even a little more low-key than we talked. You know, I said that based on the progress that has been made to date, I can say with confidence tonight that I believe we will achieve our goals, you know, just like that.
What was the response?
Well, they practically take the roof off. A peace with honor and not a surrender. That's all I said. Not another day. And then I lay out the three things. Yeah. That is that, I said we have laid down only three things. One, that all of our prisoners of war. Two, a ceasefire. I don't even say what kind. And three, that the people of South Vietnam will determine their future without having it imposed.
But these North Vietnamese completely now, because we're getting the credit, or you're getting the credit at home for settling it, while they don't get the benefit of an agreement.
And you don't think, I suppose the problem we've got, which we have to bear in mind, is that it's just a week early. But on the other hand, I don't see, in view of the message you got while we were in the Yellow Oval Room, got to come to Paris, don't they?
Well, they may not come next week.
Well, that's all right.
They may say the 10th.
But what do we care?
You see, the longer they wait, the more of their infrastructure they're going to lose because...
Well, but the only thing that they might do, you remember in 68, after Johnson announced a bombing halt, Hugh blew it,
yeah,
blew the whistle, and that hurt. You know, hurt him.
Yeah, but...
Now...
He hadn't blown the whistle this time.
Well, with the North Vietnamese, I don't think so. I mean, the North Vietnamese, I suppose, could blow it on us, couldn't they?
But how? They've just put out the agreement and said it's there. They want it. They're asking us to sign it.
I see your point. In other words,
we have confirmed it, so now they can't say you are a...
Basically, all you were doing was confirming their agreement.
That's right. I began by saying their statement is essentially correct. Now let me just explain it in our language.
The way I said it, I said, while there are some differences that have to be resolved, that's the way I put it. And that's all there is to it. They are very small.
Yeah.
So we kept right on...
I wouldn't say they're very small in the future.
I didn't say small.
Okay.
You and I know they're small because you use the term 90%. But I said, well, there are some differences that have to be resolved.
100% right.
Yeah, I said
you got a good reaction.
They think. Of course, the point is they think you got peace.
Yeah,
that's what they think. But that's all right. Let them think it.
Essentially true, Mr. President. You'll have it by November 20th.
Yeah. But what have you heard during the evening? Have you talked to any other people?
Well, it's dominating all the news shows. And
yeah.
They're playing it on specials. They're playing big chunks of the news thing.
Right, right.
And Colson called me. I didn't...
My wife said you came through very well. She saw you at noon.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, she said it was that you were strong. And you know, and we were talking to Ziegler about it. And I just raised the question about what they were using. And she said, well... I don't know, some part where you knocked on the political things. That's what she heard.
Oh, yeah. I said, that's an unworthy question. I said, can you really believe that a president who has gone through this anguish and through this 4 years would... They suggested it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Would engage in a hoax. I said, they said, how do we know this isn't a hoax? I said, our record speaks for that.
Oh, God, that's great.
And I...
And as far as Q is concerned, if he blows a whistle on us, then we're in a perfect shape to twist his arm.
Well, he won't blow the whistle because he's wily enough to see that we are protecting him, because at no point did I say
that it was final.
Well, either that it was final or that we didn't take his view seriously. I kept saying they have a country that's been devastated.